unauthorized ministers. Ahimaaz is an example of a self-appointed false minister who runs in vain, because he runs without divine knowledge of the truth. False ministers get ahead of the true ministers of God. However, in the end, they do not have knowledge of the truth. Kusi is a symbol of God's authorized true ministers who proclaim the word of God with the truth. 2 Samuel 18:19-20, then said Ahimaaz the son of Zadok, Let me now run, and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Job said unto him, Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day, but this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Verses 22-23, Then said Ahimaaz the son of Zadok yet again to Job, But howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi. And Job said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain, and overran Cushi. Verse 29, And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. Verses 31-33, And, behold, Cushi came, and Cushi said, Tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. And the king said unto Cushi, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushi answered, The enemies of my lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept, and as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom. Would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. The truth broke the heart of David. Cushi, the true messenger, told him that his disobedient son, who was Absalom, was dead. He attempted to exalt himself. He conspired with his army, who were enemies to David, his father, to, vehemently, take him down from being king over Israel. As a result, Job, the military general, defeated and killed him in battle. David desired for his son, Absalom, to live in spite of his son's insurrection to overthrow and take the kingdom from him. Jesus said, St. Matthew 15:4, For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and, he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Therefore, Job, the military general, destroyed him, because he did not believe in God or his father. He, also, did not respect the lives of soldiers, slain in battle, who trusted in his lies. There are many self-appointed disobedient ministers possessed with evil spirits. God has given them over to lying spirits, because they have rejected the will of God for their lives through unbelief. Jesus taught us how we should worship and serve God. He said, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Although God has warned them, the devil has prevailed against them because of their disobedience. The principal part of this message is from 2 Chronicles 18, articulating how the spirit of the devil deceived Ahab and his false prophets. Ahab went to Ramoth-Gilead to warfare, where they defeated and slayed him. 2 Chronicles 18 tells of two kings who ruled over the people of God. Ahab was the king of Israel at the time. He did evil continuously in the sight of the Lord, and God was determined to destroy him. Jehoshaphat was king of Judah. He found favor with God, because he was righteous in the sight of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 18:3, And Ahab king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat king of Judah, Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat had a very close relationship. Therefore, Jehoshaphat agreed to join with him in the war at Ramoth-Gilead. Verse 4, And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. King Jehoshaphat prayed and sought for the wisdom of God in times of trouble. This is why he told Ahab to inquire for a message from God. Verse 5, Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. 400 false prophets told Ahab that he would win the battle and God would deliver Ramoth-Gilead into his hand. The devil did not deceive Jehoshaphat because God chose him to be king with wisdom and knowledge to rule over Judah. However, Ahab's lying prophets deceived him to go to war. When King Jehoshaphat heard the 400 men prophesy, he immediately perceived that they were false. Verse 6, But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? Most people look to the majority to rule in controversial debates, but this is contrary according to the scriptures. 400 men, who in the name of prophets, preachers, of the Lord, were deceivers possessed with lying spirits. Verse 7, And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil, the same is Micaiah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. King Ahab worshipped Baalim, a heathen god. Elijah the prophet condemned him in 1 Kings 18:18, Ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baalim. Ahab hated Micaiah, although he knew that he was a true prophet of the Lord. Micaiah prophesied against King Ahab and condemned him for his sins and for worshipping the heathen god of his wife, Jezebel. Ahab did not desire to hear the word of the Lord from Micaiah, because Micaiah knew the truth and told the truth. Therefore, the king despised him. Most people do not desire to hear a true minister who preaches righteousness. They desire someone to prophesy that they are all right in their sins. I believe that God's word is true. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will differentiate between false ministers and true ministers. 2 Chronicles 18:12, And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent, let thy word therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. 400 prophets continued to prophesy good news to King Ahab. He sent for Micaiah to come before them to predict the outcome of the war between the Syrians and Israel at Ramoth-Gilead. However, he desired Micaiah's prediction to be precisely as the prediction of the false prophets. This is what the true prophet, the messenger of the Lord said, verse 13, And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. This is also the testimony of every true messenger of God. I too am a messenger of God, and in each message, I only speak that which God says to me. A true messenger of God only says what God says. Verse 14, And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? Micaiah told the two kings the vision, which he saw and the words of the Lord. Verse 18, Again he said, Therefore hear the word of the Lord, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Verses 19-22, And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out, and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail, go out, and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. In that vision, Micaiah saw God on his throne, the angels of God, which are the host of heaven and a spirit of the devil as he stood before the Lord asking permission by the Lord to possess Ahab's false prophets. Thereby, that lying spirit would prevail against Ahab by enticing him and lying concerning his getting the victory in the war against Syria. Ahab was a sinner with a deceived heart. He failed to believe the one true prophet Micaiah, whose prophecy was definitely opposite to those of the 400 lying prophets of Ahab. Verse 17, And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Many unbelievers are currently in the same condition, which Ahab was. Sin blinded their hearts. They would rather believe a lie, which comes from many lying ministers, rather than believe one true prophetic messenger of God. Verses 25-26, Then the king of Israel said, Take ye Micaiah, and carry him back to Ammon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I return in peace. King Ahab sent God's prophet Micaiah back to the city to put him in prison, because he told him the truth. Micaiah suffered afflictions because he told Ahab what God said. The majority of people will believe lying ministers. When the Lord sends forth true messengers, they persecute them. Even after Micaiah warned Ahab of his death, he still went to war. Verse 27, And Micaiah said, If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me. Verse 30, Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. God was determined to fulfill his words in which he had spoken through the mouth of the prophet Micaiah. Verse 29, And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. King Ahab thought that because he took off his robe and disguised himself, this would be the means of his protection. However, he was sadly mistaken, because the judgment of God was against him. Many ministers think they have a way to disguise themselves, but they are fighting a losing battle. God is incensed against sin. Verse 33, And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness, therefore he said to his chariot man, Turn thine hand, that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. God fulfilled his word. There was no way out for King Ahab. The wrath of God was upon him for his sins. The word of God is emphatic. There is no victory for self-appointed ministers and their followers. Verse 34, And the battle increased that day, howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even, and about the time of the sun going down he died. The word of God may have wounded you spiritually, even as they wounded King Ahab literally. While you have a chance, come down from your high exalted position and humble to Jesus. Do not be like Ahab and die in your sins. Ahab's wound was deadly, however, he did not humble himself and come down from his chariot. He stayed against the Syrians in a losing battle, and died in battle. 400 men, who called themselves prophets, led King Ahab to his death. Those false prophets are symbolic to disobedient ministers who entertain humanity by telling them what they desire to hear. They did not instruct Ahab to repent of his sins, because the devil filled them too with wickedness. Many false ministers are addicted to drugs and alcohol in all eras. They are adulterers and fornicators who persecute ministers who preach against their sins. However, they build mega buildings filled with people who are disobedient to God. They have no desire to live a holy life for Jesus Christ. Romans 15:4, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Apostle Paul also emphasized to the Roman Christians about events recorded in the scriptures many years ago. These incidents are also contemporary. God uses them as a means of example for the purpose of instructions and corrections for humanity. John suffered persecution for proclaiming the word of God like his predecessor Micaiah. They cast him in the isle called Patmos, because he preached the truth and had a testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He testified of his suffering in Revelation 1:9, I John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John sent letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor. This is one of the messages of Jesus Christ, which he sent to the church in Smyrna. He denounced those who proclaimed to be Jews, but fought against true ministers of God. Revelation 2:9. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. The Lord knows those who profess that they are ministers of God, and are not. They are ministers of Satan. Jesus knows if a lying spirit possesses you and that you refuse to believe his messenger. Paul emphasized to the Roman believers the identity of a spiritual Jew who worshipped God in spirit and in truth. Romans 2:28-29, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Those who commit sin despise and hate true ministers of God. Jesus forewarned us of the wrath of unbelievers who abhor the truth and reject God's messengers. St. Matthew 24:9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Jesus emphasized, St. John 17:19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus Christ died for the believers, that we might have eternal life and be with him forever. Conclusion, Jesus Christ declared, St. Matthew 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen.